Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's afternoon news, 720 WGN. It is 2:40. I'm Lisa Dent. Steve's here. Kevin is at the sports desk. Mary's got an eye on traffic. And if you have been anywhere around the news over the past 4 to 5 days, you heard this story. And I got to tell you, it's one of those stories, even though you hear crime story after crime story coming out of Chicago, this one, was like a gut punch for me because I could just feel the terror that this woman must have felt and must have endured. It's a story about the woman who was found in an abandoned house, who was chained and, I believe, basically shackled to a wall. Her screaming led one person to stop and go, wait, what is going on here? And that person took the time to call the police. His name is Antoine Dobine, and he is on the phone. How are you today, Antoine?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me.
God bless you, man. Have you had a chance to talk to her, or did you actually see her face-to-face when the police freed her?
No, I saw her the next day after they released her, and I brought her down so she can have her interview on the news. I think she interviewed with Channel 2 and Channel 9.
Holy smokes. I don't even know how she's strong enough to do that. So what's a scoop, Antoine? What area is this? For people who aren't familiar with every part of Chicago, tell everybody about the area and what's going on in that neighborhood.
Well, this is West Pullman, which is should be a historical, but they historical Roseland. We are part of the Roseland, greater Roseland community, but we are West Pullman, which is on the far south side of Chicago, located around 119th Street.
So you're walking by, and was it a faint scream, or was she loudly screaming?
Well, no, she started banging on the window, and I later come to learn that she had pulled a piece of board off the base of the wall and was had a long enough reach to bam on the wood. The whole entire house is abandoned, and it's boarded up all the way around, so she was able to hit on the window. She was up in the attic part.
How long was she up there?
She said she'd been there since Monday.
Oh, my God. And Antoine, so you call the police. This woman gets rescued, and I understand that you have now received death threats?
Yeah, it just don't make no sense. I mean, death threats. Because I made a mistake, and I was going live, and I gave the police officer my phone number. So it's good people out there that's sending me well wishes, and it's people out there that's sending me death threats, and I'm going to do this to you, and you just a scammer, and it don't make no sense. But my video tells the story.
So is this back to that whole don't say anything, don't talk to the cops mantra that happens too often in some of those neighborhoods?
Probably so, because you got to think about it. Roseland has the highest sex trafficking in the city of Chicago. Roseland has the highest numbers. So I probably just foiled a sex ring where they was hiding their girls at. But mind you, this house has been abandoned for over 30 years.
So you live in this neighborhood?
I live right down the street.
What do you think needs to be done to affect some change and stop the sex trafficking and the falling down houses that are a plague in your neighborhood?
Well, we're going to start with the landlords that own them. Then we're going to go to the banks. Then we're going to go to the alderman. Then we're going to go to the mayor. That's how them steps got to go. The owner of these properties got to come out here and maintain them, fix them up, and allow somebody to move in them. The banks, if they own them, if they don't want them just sitting here, they need to be able to let somebody come in and buy these properties and fix them up. The alderman has to stand on it to make sure that the the bank and the owners is doing their part. The mayor has to make sure that the alderman is doing her part.
Antoine, it sounds like you're doing your part. Thank you so much for making that phone call, for being astute enough to stop and listen when somebody's pounding on a window, because there's no doubt that you in part saved her life.
Anytime. And I'm telling everybody in the city of Chicago, no matter where you live, if you have three or four abandoned houses on your block, you and that block has to come together. Y'all got to do some well-being checks on them houses, because truthfully, this could be the way the sex trafficking is being ran in the city of Chicago. They place them in these abandoned homes and then coming back and get them.
Thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thank you for having me.
Time to get a check on weather and traffic. And then Howard Tallman joins us. Boy, his name keeps popping up every time there's anything political happening in town. He's a serial entrepreneur. His article is all about sending your kids to college, or maybe not. It's posted on Inc.com, and we'll talk about that next. But what's going on, Mary?